At the Boehringer Ingelheim PERS seminar, I'm visiting with Dr. Darrell Holtkamp. Could you first of all tell us about this new information you have from a project that looked at the impact of PERS and PERS control?
Well, recently we completed the National Pork Board's Cost of PERS study, and we collected a lot of data to get that study done, and we were always looking for ways to leverage that information, and we decided that one of the gaps in information that was out there was to look at some of these regional projects that are going on and see if we could put an economic value to those. And one in particular, the one in Stevens County, Minnesota, that Bob Morrison, the University of Minnesota, has been involved in and got started, has really, by almost any measure, been successful and is the first one, I think, that we can label as such. And so we took that county, took that project specifically, and we asked the question, you know, what was the value of the productivity improvements in that county after they successfully eliminated the virus there.
So what did you find?
What we did is we looked at a time horizon that started in 2005 when they began that project, and then we carried it all the way out to the current time, or to 2011, and then we looked beyond that a little bit as well, out to 2018, and we said, all right, let's compare what's happened there, which is essentially that they've eliminated the virus, and then let's assume that they're going to be able to sustain that out to 2018. And we compared that to a second scenario where we said, what if they had just stayed where they were and done nothing, where they were in 2004? And so the net result of that comparison was $4.2 million. And we looked at a net present value analysis to come up with that number. But basically, that was what we estimated it was worth to that county to complete the project. To look at that another way, if I were a 1,000 sow breed-to-wean producer in Stevens County, looking at this in 2004 and asking myself, is this worth getting involved in? What's it worth to me? The answer there was it's worth a little over $120,000 to them on that present value basis over the life of the project. So then they could evaluate that or compare that to what they expected to spend or what it would have cost them to be involved in that project.
Well, that would seem to suggest that it would be worth it, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's hard for me to imagine they would end up spending more than that. But and then the other thing to note, I think, is that we didn't really capture all the benefits, and so we didn't look at any premiums that producers might receive for weaning native pigs, or there's some genetic herds in that county that essentially if they're positive, they lose that genetic premium, and so we didn't look at any of those benefits. Depending on what regional project you're looking at or where you're at, those could potentially be very large, and so we only looked at probably a fraction of the total benefit, and so even with that number, it was, yeah, in my opinion, pretty beneficial.
Looking ahead, can you make a comment on the need to continue doing these control projects and evaluating them?
I strongly feel that the only successful way we're going to deal with PERS virus is to eliminate it from the entire country. I think these regional projects have a very good probability of helping us do that. I do think we need to look a little bit more carefully at these, especially in more pig dense areas. We need to probably look at the other side of the equation, what are these regional projects costing these, especially in the more pig-dense areas, and, can we actually move to elimination and sustain it? And that's really the key. And today, I think the answer in more pig-dense areas is probably sustaining it's not possible. But I think we've got to get better at biosecurity. We've got to get better at understanding how this virus moves around, and I think someday we can beat it.
Thank you very much, Dr. Darrell Holtkamp. From the Boehringer Ingelheim PERS Seminar, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.